Chapter 10. Famous Londoners. One of the most famous Londoners is Queen Elizabeth II. She has been on the throne since her father's death in 1952. That's longer than any other monarch in British history. Her oldest son is Charles, Prince of Wales. Since he was a small child, the Queen has prepared Charles to become the next British monarch. Charles's heir is Prince William, and then it will be William's eldest child, Prince George. When you meet a member of the royal family, you mustn't touch them. The royal family have got a lot of rules. They mustn't talk about politics on TV, and they can't accept presents from people. The Queen doesn't need a passport to travel, or a license plate on her state car. Although she usually has a driver, Queen Elizabeth has always enjoyed driving. In fact, she was a mechanic and drove military vehicles during the Second World War. Another famous Londoner, Charlie Chaplin, was born in 1889. Chaplin produced, directed, acted in, and wrote the music for his own films, and they're still popular today. There's a Charlie Chaplin comedy film festival in Ireland, and a Russian astronomer named a planet after him. Jacques the Ripper was another famous Londoner. He still fascinates us today. In the 1880s, this well-known serial killer murdered 5 women in the East End of London and terrified the population. The police examined the horrific crime scenes for evidence, but they never found him. We learn a lot about Victorian London from the books of Charles Dickens. His family moved to London in 1822 when Dickens was 10. They were very poor, and Dickens started to work in a factory when he was only 12 years old. He hated this time of his life and wrote about some of his experiences in his stories.